to Spain now, where that country's socialists are celebrating their victory in yesterday's parliamentary elections. The party says this win vindicates the sharp left turn Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero has taken during the last 4 years. Still, the party fell short of the absolute majority it had hoped to get in the parliament. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Huge numbers of Zapatero fans poured into the streets when the victory was announced. They were so excited they hopped up and down in a kind of coordinated dance when he appeared on the podium.
Los españoles han hablado con claridad.
Spaniards have spoken clearly, he said, and they've decided to start a new era. A new era that's free of polarization and that excludes confrontation. During the last 4 years, the prime minister has incensed opponents with his legalization of homosexual marriage and offers of more self-rule for the Basque and Catalan regions. In fact, many people say Zapatero's term has been the most divisive since the country emerged from the Franco dictatorship in the 1970s. The people celebrating here blame the conservatives for that. The whole nation is with Zapatero, they chant.
Standing outside the headquarters of the Socialist Party, a group of people have just popped open a bottle of champagne. Hola.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Olga.
Olga what?
Garrido.
Why is the Socialist Party the best for Spain?
Because their social policies have been very good, she says, and because the opposition didn't let them govern. The leader of the Popular Party, Mariano Rajoy, attacked Zapatero's almost every step. One of the moves he criticized was the amnesty for 750,000 undocumented workers in 2005. He called Zapatero a perpetual liar for holding secret peace talks with Basque separatists, and he accused him of wanting to settle old scores from the Spanish Civil War almost 7 decades ago. Last night, Rajoy said his party's 153 seats in parliament are an improvement over the last election. The Popular Party lost big then in a vote that was held in the wake of the Madrid train bombings. Many saw it as a protest vote against his predecessor's support for the Iraq War. Yesterday, the socialists won 169 seats. Inside the Socialist Party headquarters, lawmaker Diego López Garrido says that result confirms Zapatero's vision for Spain.
In a democracy, there is a winner, and today there is a loser. And the winner is socialist program, socialist government, and it's necessary to respect the decision made by the people. Very clearly.
It's hard to imagine bipartisanship suddenly breaking out in Spanish politics. Commentators are already saying the vote reinforces what's known here as bipartidismo, the two-party system. In Spain, the word doesn't carry connotations of cooperation. In fact, there's no word for bipartisanship in the Spanish dictionary. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.